Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios and on the phone lines today, we have Dawn Bjørgan, who is with Countryside Public Health, Disease Prevention Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. We have Clinic Manager Chris Munson from Madison Healthcare Services, and Clinic Manager from Johnson Memorial Health Services, Corey Bothan. And welcome to you all to the airwaves today.
Thank you, Maynard. Thank you.
Well, let's start out with Dawn here and talk a little bit about our subject at hand today, which is vaccinations. And we're going to kind of talk about where everybody's at right now, because there's a lot of curiosity from the listeners out there as to how they can get vaccinated, when it's going to happen. So, Dawn, take it away.
Yes, thanks, Maynard. Yes, that has gotten to be the number one question, I think, for everyone right now is, when we know that the COVID vaccine is out there and available, when is it my turn? And we know too that vaccine currently is at a very short supply. So what we have been working on these last several weeks, both at Countryside Public Health and then our healthcare facilities, is working through that phase 1A that they talk about. That you often hear on the news. And then that's broken down even further into different priority groups. And so that's what we've been working on very hard, probably this last month or so, in vaccinating those. So that's your frontline healthcare workers, your emergency responders, and then even breaking it down further into other healthcare providers such as dentists, pharmacists, and chiropractors, and other people that are kind of on that front lines, really at a higher risk of contracting COVID-19 if they were to be exposed. And so that has been the prime focus, and I would say that I'm very happy to report that I think our region is doing a phenomenal job at getting those people vaccinated and working through that priority group, so then we can move further into the second priority group, which I know many people are asking about right now, and that's that phase 1B. So you're 65 years of age and older population, and as many have heard on the news, working on those pre-kindergarten through 12th grade school teachers and educators and staff, as well as child care providers, has definitely gotten to be bumped up to the next priority according to the governor. But the biggest thing right now is just the vaccine availability. So I know many people have asked, okay, how do I go about getting notified when I am going to be able to receive my vaccine? And so that is definitely the million-dollar question. And at this point, we are just really stressing to people that we will notify you when we have vaccine available, whether it's through our local radio, newspaper, our social media, and that kind of thing. So,
okay. Well, Chris, tell us what's the situation over there at Madison Healthcare.
Well, we're just finishing up some of our second doses for the healthcare workers in phase 1A. That'll be over the next few weeks because we still had a few that hadn't made that decision right away. And then we also had some patients that didn't quite qualify immediately. Healthcare workers. So we're working on that, and just like everyone else, waiting for more information so that we can continue to provide the vaccine to all of our patients in the community.
Okay, and Corey over there at Dawson at Johnson Memorial Health Services, how are you doing over there?
We're doing good. Most of our hospital and clinic staff have received their second dose of vaccine. Our care center residents and assisted living tenants and staff for both assisted living and the care center have been vaccinated as of last week. And so we've reached out to the dental offices in town and the pharmacies in town and help to vaccinate them as well.
Okay, so just on the move, about the same situation as Madison, probably same as everybody else all over. What are you hearing from some of the other facilities?
I don't know. I think Dawn probably would be better qualified to answer that question.
Okay, we'll pass that one off to Dawn then. What do you hear from, well, of course, Dawn, you work with the five-county area. What are you hearing from the other towns?
Yeah, so we try to touch base with all of our healthcare facilities on a pretty routine basis, especially especially nowadays, because that partnership is so important, in that we're all trying to reach the same ultimate goal. And so many of our healthcare facilities throughout our five counties are sitting about where we are. If not, they've made it through vaccinating all of those in that phase 1A priority group, with the assisted livings and the nursing homes, we are making sure that they are all being covered as well, and we all seem to be getting towards the end of that and really looking to move into that next phase.
Okay, and again, if people are wondering when do we get vaccinated, the best advice to them is just to sit tight and wait for the word.
I understand it can be hard to be patient at times when we want to get that vaccine and we want to be able to get on with our lives and hopefully have COVID behind us. But yes, we at this time just ask for your patience and know that we will be contacting you as soon as we have more information.
Chris, you're getting a few phone calls at the clinic over there on the subject?
Yes, we do get a lot of phone calls and pretty much just share that same message. Be patient. We certainly want to see everybody vaccinated as soon as possible. And we are going to partner together with Countryside in whatever way, shape, or form it takes to get these vaccines out to everybody, whether we do our own mass clinic with them or we offer it through the clinic. It's still to be determined. We don't really know. So we're hoping that everyone just is patient with us, and we'll get the information out to them.
Hey, Corey, what's the plan over there in Dawson? Pretty much the same thing?
I would say the same thing. We have been taking patients' names down, as they call, just in case we were to, get allocated a set amount of vaccines so we could try and prioritize. But as time goes on, it seems like that's going to be less of the case, and hopefully we'll be able to work with Countryside and Madison to get our community vaccinated together.
All right, very good. Well, Corey, Chris, and Dawn, we appreciate you taking some time out. We hope that you can keep us updated here with some really good news before too long about how available the vaccine is and keep everybody happy, which is a hard thing to do. Isn't that right? Dawn, how are you enjoying your new position over there at Countryside Public Health? You picked a really great time to come on board.
That's for sure.
I was going to say, yes, I've been at it a little over a year. I started in November of last year, had a few months with Gloria Tobias to kind of get my feet wet, and then I got pretty much soaked by this time last year. We were just kind of starting the talks. She was giving me all of her wealth of knowledge about stuff, and then we dove into COVID. It's been a huge learning process for me. It's been
for everybody, I think, because it's something brand new. So.
Agreed, definitely. But at the same time, I don't think I would have it any other way. Having everybody having to deal with it, just the fact that I can help people as we all continue to learn and help my community out with it. That's what gets me through the day. So
all right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for bringing us up to date, and we'll hopefully chat again soon.
Thanks, Maynard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.